Journalist Marnie Blom lives in southern Ontario and discovered some amazing things about her family history when she found some love letters her grandfather wrote, and he hid them during his time as a prisoner during World War II. What she uncovered was amazing and inspiring. It's all in her book called Shadow of the Sun. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning, Todd. Great to be here.
All right, people need to get a copy of Shadow of the Sun for the full story, but give us a quick outline of what happened.
Well, actually, this is a story of my grandparents. They were pioneering missionaries. They left the Netherlands in 1928, and they went to the Dutch Indies at the time, Dutch East Indies. Today, it's Indonesia. And they did pioneering work, setting up schools, mission schools. And then, of course, Second World War happened, and they were caught in the crossfire of this war. And my grandfather was conscripted by the KNIL, which is the Dutch military. And so then he was conscripted to fight the Japanese. He was literally blowing up railroad bridges in Indonesia. And then he was captured by the Japanese, and he became a POW and was one of the POWs that was assigned to building the Burma Railroad. It was quite a brutal experience for him. He, in the process of trying to stay alive, wrote little tiny love letters on notes. Now, if he was caught writing letters documenting what was happening to him, he likely would have been killed. But he did it just to stay alive. And also, his notes were devotional guides and scriptures, and his heart cry to God as well. So he wrote those notes and hid them. And he ended up convincing the Japanese commander that he could fix shoes, even though he was a school teacher. Because he realized he needed to make himself indispensable. He needed to be needed by them. And so they believed him, and he ended up, that saved his life, really. And it was because, wow. It's also a very good lesson. It was because years before that, prior to leaving to Indonesia, he watched his best friend fix shoes every day after, you know, his classes. He would go and watch and chat, and he just figured it out by watching. But now, fast forward back to his story, he ended up, after the Burma Railroad was finished, the Japanese transported him to Japan. His ship was actually bombed by the Americans. They didn't know that they were allied soldiers, allied POWs in the cargo hold, but he survived it. And also then he was in Japan at the latter part of the war. And he was in Japan when the atomic bombs were dropped, which is interesting because this is the time that we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the ending of the Second World War in the Asia Pacific. And after the bombs were dropped, we know then Japan surrendered. And my grandfather actually traveled through Nagasaki and saw the devastation. But this is one of the amazing things. I mean, there's so many amazing things. But one of the amazing things that he talks about in his letters is the fact that Nagasaki was flattened. He just saw there was one building left standing. One building hadn't succumbed to the massive force of the atomic bomb. And you know what that building was?
What?
That was a church. There was a church building that that was left standing. But also the letters survived as well. And in 2013, I was digging through my sister's boxes. My father had passed away, and there was boxes. And we found these little letters, you know, written in the jungles of northern Thailand in 1943 by my grandfather and then subsequent to that. So while he was captured. Now, having said that, also my grandmother was interned by the Japanese in Indonesia with seven children, one of whom was my mother at age three. So she was put in a concentration camp with seven little kids. And that her story is also one of survival, one of trusting God in the most hideous, brutal, challenging times for a mother with little kids. They were facing starvation constantly. One of her children was murdered actually in the camp, and yes. And so hers is also a story of survival. So there's really kind of like three characters. There's my grandfather, there are the letters, they have a life of their own, and then there's my grandmother with her children.
Whew, amazing. Where can people get a copy of Shadow of the Sun, the full story?
Okay, so you can go online to shadowofthesun.org. So it's the name of the book, shadowofthesun.org. And just go online and you'll find out how you can get a copy.
Marnie Blom, thank you for sharing just a bit of the story with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Todd, for having me on your show.